So, growing up, if you were gang banging, you weren't at home working on a car, and you weren't at work making money to have the car. And I know that there's this, I think, misconception that, you're the drug dealer, so that's how you kind of get your car. Well, if you're a true lowrider in the car scene, you got to show that you built that car, that you put your blood and sweat into that car, that you actually, had something to do with the build of the car. And in order to get to that point, you had to spend time with your car. Then you got into a car club. Well, the car club said, you're not going to be gang banging and being part of this club because we don't want to be associated with any gang members. So you had that pressure of low riding is keeping me from touching the gang thing. And I think that a lot of times when people see our Chicano culture, this gang thing comes into it like it's part of it, and I'd like to think it's not. Being a Chicano, looking a certain way or dressing a certain way doesn't have to be gang associated. It's just part of our swag, man, the way we roll. I remember growing up, ironing my Dickies for an hour, man, with starch. They could stand up by themselves, you know what I mean? But it didn't mean that you were a gang member. So to me, having that car, having that car club, having that passion kept you away from going out on the streets and causing chaos.